More than 100 people were arrested during a protest at the Port of Newcastle in Australia. The protesters were upset about the lack of action on climate change and the country's dependence on coal. They blocked the port's shipping lane by swimming or using kayaks. They believe their action stopped over 500,000 tons of coal from being exported. Australia is the second largest coal exporter in the world and relies on coal for its energy. The Port of Newcastle is the most important terminal for coal shipments in Australia. Around 3,000 people from all over the country took part in the 30-hour protest, which the police had approved. However, after the protest was supposed to end, some protesters stayed in the water. This led to 109 arrests, including 5 miners who were later released. On Monday, 104 people were charged for not leaving the harbour channel. The protest was organised by a group called Rising Tide. They said it was the biggest act of civil disobedience for climate in Australia's history. The protest happened right before the Global Climate Change Summit. Rising Tide wants the government to tax thermal coal exports and stop new fossil fuel projects. Australia has been criticised for not doing enough about climate change, but the Prime Minister has promised to work with other countries to reduce emissions. However, the government has also approved new coal mines and has more projects waiting for approval. One of the protesters, a 17-year-old named Anjali Beams, said she was willing to get arrested because young people's concerns about climate change are being ignored. She doesn't want her future to be sacrificed for the profit of the fossil fuel industry. In summary, more than 100 people were arrested during a protest at the Port of Newcastle in Australia. They were upset about the lack of action on climate change and the country's reliance on coal. The protest happened right before the Global Climate Change Summit. The protesters want the government to tax thermal coal exports and stop new fossil fuel projects. The government has set a goal to reduce emissions, but has also approved new coal mines. Young people are taking a stand against the fossil fuel industry because they feel their voices are being ignored.